If you could sum up today's impeachment proceedings on Capitol Hill in one word, it would be allegiance. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, opened today's proceedings by painting a glowing portrait of the career service by witness Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
An Iraq War veteran who was awarded a Purple Heart, and an expert in Russia and Ukraine who has worked at the highest levels of the Pentagon.
Testifying alongside Vindman,
Jennifer Williams is a career Foreign Service officer who is currently detailed to the Office of the Vice President and responsible for Europe and Eurasia-related issues.
Both Williams and Vindman sat in on the now infamous July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's President, Volodymyr Zelensky.
What I heard was inappropriate, and I reported my concerns to Mr. Eisenberg. It is improper for the President of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent.
What I found unusual or different about this call was the President's reference to specific investigations, and that struck me as different than other calls I had listened to.
Today's testimonies were, of course, to learn more about the actions of the president, but it quickly became a referendum by some Republicans about protocol. Vindman and Williams were repeatedly asked to reveal the name of the whistleblower who first came forward about that July phone call. Chairman Schiff intervened twice.
If I could interject here, we don't want to use these proceedings.
It's our time,
I know,
Chair.
But we need to protect the whistleblower. Please stop. I want to make sure that there's no effort to out the whistleblower through the use of these proceedings.
Republicans also questioned Vindman's background and loyalties. Earlier this year, a senior Ukrainian official offered Vindman the chance to become Ukraine's defense minister. Vindman said he rejected this as comical and reported it up the proper channels. Things got especially testy when Devin Nunes, the top-ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, addressed Vindman.
Mr. Vindman, you testified in your deposition that you did not know the whistleblower.
Ranking member, it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please.
Some Republicans, including the president, have also accused Vindman of being a never-Trumper. Democratic Congressman Jim Himes asked Vindman about that.
Colonel Vindman, would you call yourself a never-Trumper?
Representative, I'd call myself never-partisan.
Nicholas Burns is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO. Like many of us, he was glued to the screen today watching the hearings.
It was a disturbing morning when the Republican counsel questioned Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's loyalty to the United States. He implied he had dual loyalties. You know, he came to the United States as a refugee from the former Soviet Union. Several Republican members tried to, in effect, delegitimize Lieutenant Colonel Vindman by diminishing the importance of his specific role at the White House, and the White House even attacked him on Twitter while he was testifying. I think that's a new low. I've never seen a White House go after a White House employee, especially a decorated combat veteran.
There was one key moment that came in Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's opening statement when he said that if he were offering the same sort of testimony in many other countries, it would not be tolerated. Like in Russia, he said, testifying against the head of state would surely cost him his life. And then he said this.
Dad, I'm sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol talking to our elected professionals. Talking to our elected professionals is proof that you made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry. I will be fine for telling the truth.
Right. And as you said, Ambassador Burns, it was in 79 that a three-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Vindman came with his father and his twin brother to settle in the U.S. That's a context for that comment. How and where will that comment resonate?
It was a powerful moment for any American whose family came from overseas. That would be almost 100% of us as an immigrant nation. He came as a refugee, he and his families. And I thought it was very profound that he would say that, particularly because he came from the Soviet Union, an authoritarian dictatorship. And his job right now at the White House staff is to try to have the United States help Ukraine resist authoritarian dictatorship from Russia, the successor state to the Soviet Union.
So as you notice, Republican lawmakers used their time to hammer on a number of issues, including the role of Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter and the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Here's Representative Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, questioning Jennifer Williams. She's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence.
Did you know that financial records show a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, routed more than $3 million to American accounts tied to Hunter Biden?
No, I was not aware.
Until
until
you prepared for this hearing?
until others have been testifying in more detail on those issues.
Ambassador Nick Burns, you're an advisor to the Biden campaign. By repeating these concerns about Biden over and over, the Biden critics simply create a narrative of wrongdoing, even without evidence. Isn't that a real worry for the campaign?
You know, I think it's an attempt by the Republicans to change the subject. The subject here is whether President Trump abused the power of his office. It's not about Burisma. It's not about anything that Vice President Biden did. But I will correct the record because Congressman Nunes got it exactly wrong, probably intentionally wrong this morning. When Vice President Biden was working on this issue, he was working as part of an American effort, a European Union effort, and an IMF, International Monetary Fund effort, to try to curb corruption in Ukraine, and the facts were just all wrong.
Yeah, but in changing the subject, isn't that a problem for the Biden campaign going forward?
I don't think so necessarily, because I think if you juxtapose President Trump versus Vice President Biden, the contrast actually plays to the advantage of Vice President Biden.
There was this moment when Representative Devin Nunes, in his questioning of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, tried to tease out the identity of the whistleblower.
As you know, the intelligence community has 17 different agencies. What agency was this individual from?
If I could interject here, we don't want to use these proceedings.
It's our time,
I know,
Mr. Chair.
But we need to protect the whistleblower.
Please stop.
I want to make sure that there's no effort to out the whistleblower through the use of these proceedings.
That was Representative Adam Schiff interrupting Nunes, saying he wants to protect the whistleblower. Ambassador Burns, why is Nunes heading down this path? What's he trying to achieve?
It's another diversionary tactic. They want to reveal the name of the whistleblower. I find this particularly shameful, that they would try to out someone who doesn't obviously wants to remain private. And I thought the Republicans skated far too close to the line on that.
Nicholas Burns, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO. He's now a professor of diplomacy and international relations at Harvard. Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.